Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Hog butcher for the world, toolmaker, stacker of wheat, player with railroads and the nation's freight handler. Stormy, husky, brawling, city of the big shoulders. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. That is what poet Carl Sandburg wrote about his beloved Chicago back in 1914. April is National Poultry Month, but that's not why we're starting the podcast with some verse. During the early 20th century, Chicago and its hinterlands were full of railroad lines that crisscrossed downtown and what would become known as the collar counties. Commuters and freight still passed through the region, but many of the lines from the heyday of rail were abandoned over the decades. Unfortunately for you outdoorsy types and anyone who likes to jump on a bike, many in the city and suburbs are now beautiful bike and pedestrian trails. This past Saturday was Trails Day, an annual event organized by the National Rails to Trails Conservancy. So we thought it would be nice to hear more about some of the great bike and pedestrian paths in our area. To find out where we can hit the trails, we are talking to Alan Cubbage, president of the Evanston Bike Club and member of the National Rails to Trails Group, and Christine Hubert from Southwest Suburban Joliet. She's a volunteer with the group Ride Illinois, who puts out some really great cycling content on her Instagram page. Go check it out at Powered by Cheesecake. Alan, I'm going to start with you because I understand you do a lot of your cycling on the North Shore. What are some of your favorite rails to trails rides in that area?
Well, we're very fortunate in that the North Shore has a lot of former bike path or railroads and ComEd right away as well. But the one that's really, I think, the most accessible for people in Chicago and in the northern area is the Green Bay Trail, which runs from Wilmette north all the way up to Waukegan. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you get to Lake Bluff, it connects with another trail that runs west from Lake Bluff all the way over to Wakanda. So if you want, you can start in Wilmette right at the train station and ride for, you know, 30 or 40 miles, which is a long pull. But the nice thing about riding on the Green Bay Trail is you're riding through very nice suburbs as you go up the North Shore. And, you know, you're never more than a couple miles from a nice downtown where you can stop and have a cup of coffee or something to eat or whatever. And like all trails, the nice thing is it's flat.
Yes, for sure. Very, very key. take us south and west, Christine. Where do you do most of your riding, and what is it that keeps drawing you back?
Where I do most of my riding is the I&M Canal Trail. It starts in Rockdale, which is near Joliet, and it goes all the way west out to LaSalle near Starved Rock State Park. So it's 61 miles of beautifully flat, crushed limestone, a little bit paved. If you're more adventurous, there's a little bit of a more rugged section west of Ottawa, but it's, like Alan said, flat is the key. But also, for me, one of the draws is no traffic, no cars. You just get on your bike and can relax, and it's beautiful nature.
Tell us more about this I&M Canal Trail. Like, what else can you see and learn along this trail?
So it's I would say the nature is number one thing that draws me there. You get a really nice blend of wildlife. You're at one point, you've got the canal on your one side, and you've got the Illinois River on the other. There's a lot. They preserved a lot of the history of the canal. So you will have buildings like the old lock tenders' houses that you can ride by. They've, in between the nice sections of nature, though, you've also got a nice parks, some nice towns to stop in. The towns are really accommodating for your rides, too. Like Morris has bike racks where you can just ride right up, lock up your bike, go have a bite in town. They even put in bike rental stations along the way.
Oh, perfect.
So it's great for riders of all abilities.
Now, this time of year, it seems like a great time to get on a bike and hit the trail, right? It's not too hot. Not too cold. Give us more of the ideal day of cycling. Like, what does your perfect day look like, Alan?
Well, I think the nice thing is we were saying is that you can really go at your own pace on the trails.
Okay.
And there's lots of amenities along the trails in many places as well. So you don't have to be a real hardcore biker. And in fact,
if you're unfamiliar, you won't get intimidated?
No, that's the best part is they're very family friendly, very kid friendly. And, you know, the really fast bicyclists don't want to ride on the trails.
Okay.
They're riding on the street at 20 miles an hour in their peloton packs. You know? Those are not the people you see on the trails. The trails tend to be much more casual riders.
Okay.
So that's why I think that's why they're so welcoming, is that it really all types of riders feel comfortable there.
Yeah. What about you, Christine? What's your ideal cycling day look like?
I will say on the I&M, my ideal day is either a really nice warm summer day because you get a respite in the shade in the woods, but also fall is absolutely gorgeous on the canal. You are riding through a tunnel of just vibrant reds and oranges and yellows. So just a day where I get a nice mix of some sun on my face, fresh air, nature.
Love
and
that.
No schedule, just ride.
Love that. Even walks in the in the fall
absolutely.
Are just absolutely gorgeous. Love that. What is it that drew you to cycling?
So I've always liked riding my bike on and off, but honestly, it was the pandemic that got me back into it. Just the isolation from working from home. I don't have children, so it was just me and my husband 24/7 in our house. And at the end of 2020, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go buy a new bike. I'm just going to try riding again. And I started riding.
I said that too, and I didn't.
Oh, you got to do it.
I got to do it.
But I got out there riding the country roads by my house, and I just got hooked. It was just an amazing way for me to decompress. You know, just our lives are so busy and hectic. We don't have time to stop and take a breath, and that you literally are forced to slow down on a bicycle.
Right.
You got to stop and look around and take everything in, and it became my me time, and now I can't live without it.
What keeps you coming back to cycling, Alan?
Oh, I think, again, it's just a really nice way to relax and find your own time. One of the things that I really enjoy is I'm fortunate that my wife is a really good bicyclist. I mean, to be honest, she sort of pushes me. So as a result, for us, it's a really nice way to spend a weekend day is, you know, to just go for a ride together.
Time together.
So it's great. And again, you know, we're very lucky in the Chicago area in that there are bike paths, bike trails all over. I mean, in DuPage County, the Prairie Path is really one of the oldest. That's a great trail. The Fox River Trail out in King County. Lake County has really nice trails, and McHenry County has good trails as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, Chicago still has lots of railroads, but they also have lots of places where the railroads used to be that have been converted into these trails. So it's a great...
And you've both mentioned, like, amenities and things that you can see along the way. How do you prepare before you go out for a ride? Are you packing a lunch? Do you factor in time to stop along the way, Christine?
So I am a type of rider that I love loading up my bags for the day and having no set schedule. So I'll pack a lunch. If I feel like stopping, I'll stop. But yeah, I like to have everything on me and I have complete freedom then. So
what about you and your wife? Is this it's date day, right? So are you stopping at a restaurant? Or?
To be honest, one of the nice things about many of the trails is there are very good brew pubs along those trails.
Yes.
You know, biking and beer somehow seem to go together. So as a result, we tend to ride for
just
a while.
Just not at the same time.
Yeah. Tend to ride for a while, then stop and have lunch and maybe have a pint while we're doing it. You know?
Nice. This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. If you're just tuning in, we are talking rails to trails. The Chicago area has long been a major transportation hub for the Midwest, for people and for goods. Now, in recent years, many abandoned train lines in the region have been converted into bike and pedestrian trails in both the city and the suburbs. So later this hour, we're going to hear about a couple of emerging projects on Chicago's South Side. But right now, we are talking with avid bike riders Alan Cubbage and Christine Hubert about some of their favorite trail rides. So talk to us more about the different trails, Alan. Let's go to the western suburbs specifically. Like, where do you like to ride in that area?
Well, certainly the Prairie Path, which is in DuPage County, really runs the length of it, is the grandfather of trails here in the Chicago area. It was been converted, gosh, I don't know how many years ago now, maybe 50 even. And it's just a great path. I mean, it starts in Maywood and then goes out through Elmhurst and Wheaton all the way out to the Fox River, where it then links up with the Fox River Trail that goes from Elgin to Aurora. So that's a really great path, runs right on the east-west. And again, the Fox River Trail is really pretty, you know, all the way from Elgin south to Aurora. So there are really nice trails, pretty accessible to much of the Chicago area, which is great.
There seems to be a theme here. This is a fun activity for people of all ages to give a try, Christine. What are your tips for someone listening now, for me, who might be new to this? Now, I'm not new to cycling as a whole, but for instance, I hadn't cycled in a long time until a recent vacation. I was cycling in California and fell in love all over again, right? And so I know I'm going to incorporate it in my Illinois life this summer. So what's your advice for someone who wants to start out?
My number one advice is make it your ride. You know, I think a lot of people, when they think of cycling, they think of Lance Armstrong. You do not have to be an elite athlete. You don't have to have the most expensive bike. Find the bike that makes you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Find the type of riding that makes you feel comfortable. Like, I go really slow.
I mean, I was wobbly at first.
I'm a slow rider. I don't like the pressure of trying to be someplace at one time. Just make it your ride and make your bike comfortable for you. I've made a lot of modifications on my bike because I have back issues to help me make that ride more comfortable. So don't feel like you have to be pigeonholed into what you see in the store. I've made a lot of tweaks, but that's the number one thing. Make it your ride. Don't let anyone else tell you need to ride a certain way or just do what
feels so you can get a bike fit.
Yeah, you
fit
get a bike
you.
Fit. Yeah, I actually have a hardtail mountain bike, but I ride it on the road. So what I did was I put gravel tires on, which are smaller, and I have a handlebar stem extender, so it raises the handlebars up so I can ride more upright for my back. And I actually have bar ends that normally people tilt forward to lean forward. Mm-hmm. I tilt them back so that I can actually, again, those
stay
longer
upright.
Rides, stay upright.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's cool advice. Talk to us, Alan, about the Evanston Bike Club, right, and the rides that you organize for folks.
Sure. We're a pretty good-sized club. There's 500 members in the Evanston Bike Club. Yeah. And we have rides every single day except Monday, and we have rides at varying paces. So, again, we have casual rides that run at 10 to 12 miles an hour, moderate, which is 13 to 15, which is kind of where I am. And then we do have the fast guys. And, you know, this is the groups that they really ride pretty fast. They'll ride at 20 miles an hour. So it's great. And the nice thing is we have organized rides every day, like you say, except Monday. And then on the weekends, we have what we call show and goes, which is we just meet up at an Evanston park and say, okay, where do we want to ride today? And, you know, the 10 or 12 people that are there at that time make a decision.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, generally based on wind, I must say.
Yes, I was going to say, who gets to make the final call?
Right. You know, it's the whole thing. If you try, you know, the advantage, or the only time there's a bad, you know, there's no hills in the Chicago area, but there is wind. There is wind. And I got to say, riding down here this morning, there is some pretty good wind.
I can't believe you did that. My hat goes off to you. Are you riding with groups, Christine? It sounds like a solitary event for you.
Yeah, so we were just talking. I am like the complete opposite. I actually prefer to ride solo.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm a people person. When someone else is in my presence, I'm all focused on them. Are they having a good time? You know, so when I am by myself, I don't have to worry about anyone else. I don't have to worry about if I'm riding too fast or too slow, if I want to jump off my bike and take a picture. So it became very liberating for me. And it's playtime, really. I like adventure riding. I like to just go out and have an adventure. So for me, that's
Are you
like.
Taking safety precautions, though? Because I know some of these trails, areas are spotty when it comes to cell service.
I'm really glad you asked that because especially being a woman, I get asked a lot by women. You know, they're like, how do you go and do that by yourself? And I can reassure you that if you're just smart about it, like anything else, be aware of your surroundings. My husband tracks me on my phone, so he knows where I'm at. And carry with you what you need. Learn basic bike maintenance skills, too.
Yeah. Are you usually out there for a long time?
So I ride out in the country roads where there's literally nothing. And I've done actually 4 solo unsupported centuries out there. So 100 miles in a day.
Oh, my.
Centuries, 100 miles.
Goodness.
Yep. 100 miles and solo unsupported by myself. And I carry everything I need. So nobody's
Amazing.
Following around. But so I've ridden probably in the past couple of years almost 4,000 miles solo.
Wow.
And not once felt scared or afraid. So I encourage women, just be smart.
Love to hear it.
Get out there. You're missing so much.
Speaking of getting out there, I know you've got suggestions, Alan, in Wisconsin and Iowa?
Yes. Again, we're fortunate in the Midwest in that there are really great rails to trails all over. One of the oldest ones is the Elroy Sparta Trail up in northwest Wisconsin, which goes through tunnels. You know, the railroad went through tunnels. So the trail now goes right through these, you know, long tunnels up there. The Sugar River Trail in, southern Wisconsin in New Glarus is a great trail. good brewery there, too. Iowa has many, many trails around Des Moines, the hub there, the High Trestle Trail in Des Moines, or just north of Des Moines. So one of the nice things is that these rails to trails are really becoming more popular in all over. The Great American Rail to Trail is a project of the Rails to Trails organization, and the goal is a coast-to-coast trail that is essentially pieced together by these trails throughout the area. So in Illinois, for example, the Hennepin Canal Trail, so it'd be a 3,700 miles all on trail.
My goodness, can you imagine?
And right now, the Rails to Trails has got about 2,000 miles of it, a little more, but ultimately it would be indeed coast
to coast.
Christine
will get it done in a week.
Yeah. No.
Christine rides slow.
Coast to coast.
Well, I saw you nodding there when we talked about some of those Wisconsin and Iowa trails. Are you familiar?
I've been scoping out trails in surrounding states, and actually my sister has ridden, so she lives in Wisconsin, she's ridden those trails, and also down in Missouri, give a shout out to the Katy Trail.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
supposed
like,
to be very good.
Yeah, I want to say it's over 200 miles, I think, end to end. One of the like granddaddy rail trails. It's just logistics. Again, I ride slow, so I'm trying to figure out how I have that time to do it. But yeah, so many great trails.
Well, when and where is your next big ride?
So it's tradition now that I do a solo Unsupported Century Memorial Day weekend. So I'm aiming for that. And this
year, coming right up.
Yeah. So I got to get out there riding. It's been a little chilly, but and then I really want to do the I&M start to finish. I'd like to do a century on that, but it gets a little tricky when you're eyeing the trail. You're a little slower. Out west, you get some rugged segments. But I love the I&M. So the more I can promote it, the better. It's a hidden gem, and
I want
people to see it. So,
what about you, Alan? Your next big ride?
Well, I don't have anything planned right at the moment, but the Katy Trail, which it was mentioned, is really a nice one in Missouri, and that runs from St. Louis west. So that may be one that we're going to try and take on later this year. And then the other thing I would put my plug in for, of course, is the North Shore Century, which is the Evanston Bike Club's big event.
Mm-hmm.
We get about 2,000 riders that ride up the North Shore to Wisconsin and back on Sunday in September. And it's the big event of the Evanston Bicycle Club. And we have all our members volunteer and all that. And it's just a great event because you can ride 25 or 50 or 100, whatever you want. So, again, we get a lot of families doing the short ride, and we get the fast guys doing the long ride.
I'm so inspired, guys. We've been talking with Alan Cubbage, president of the Evanston Bike Club, and Christine Hubert, who's an avid cyclist from Joliet, about their love of biking and their favorite rails to trails rides here in the Chicago area. Thank you both so much. This episode of Reset was produced by Dan Tucker, who edited the episode along with Andrew Merriweather. If you've been looking for more ways to engage with Reset, well, I've got great news. We are launching a newsletter. Yes, every morning you can get the top stories everyone's talking about, along with hearing about neighbors doing really big things in our city. You can subscribe by going to wbez.org/reset and enter your email. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.